I'd just like to emphasise this is the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance rally today, and of course the focus of this is indeed the Liberal Democrats conference today, because as the junior coalition partner they have of course betrayed the electorate in spectacular fashion, and no more so than here in Sheffield in Nick Clegg's constituency, where I guess we've got quite a lot of students here today, have we? Yeah, well, I know how many of you were unfortunately misled into voting for Nick Clegg in the assumption that he was standing for something a bit more progressive than Labour. But, of course, it's not your fault. He lied to you. He lied when he said that the Liberal Democrats were a more progressive party than Labour, that they represented a new clean type of politics, that unlike Labour and Tory, when they make promises, they'll keep to them. Well, they didn't keep to them, did they? What did they do with the tuition fees pledge? They scrapped it, didn't they? And the educational maintenance allowance for working people to get to university, they scrapped that too, didn't they? But worse still, you know, they then backed this Tory government's absolutely vicious programme of public spending cuts, which is making working people pay for the crisis of the bankers, the capitalists and big business in an absolutely unprecedented fashion. So we're on the moral high ground today, and we're going to be having a very peaceful march. And I want to now introduce you to our first set of speakers. We have a speaker from Surestar. So just catch your name, please.
It's Sam.
It's Sam. Big welcome for Sam from Surestar, please.
Hello, everybody. My name's Sam, and I'm a mother to a 17-month-old child. Now, we're a part of the Save Our Surestar campaign in Sheffield. For those of you who don't know what Surestar is, they're children's centres that offer a range of services under one roof. As well as providing professional support, they help families work together to help each other as a part of a community. Now, I have a very special story about Surestar. They helped me battle with my postnatal depression, which a lot of people struggle with when they become parents. I was completely housebound, isolated. I'd sit there all day crying and watching the clock until my partner came home. And it got to the stage where I had to crawl up the stairs because I had no energy. I couldn't make my own food. It was a really, really difficult time. And I went to the Surestar Centre because I knew that they were warm and welcoming. And I went there and I broke down in front of them. They then gave me all the help and support that I needed. They took me to their back room, they talked to me for an hour, they phoned me up to make sure I was okay, and they even offered to pick me up from my house and help me get out to their stay and play groups. After going to Surestar, I realised what an amazing place it is. I met a lot of other mothers that were struggling with being a new parent. And through this, and talking to one another and getting help and support, and watching our children play happily together, this helped me fight my postnatal depression. From the bottom of my heart, I want everybody to have the help and support that I got from the Surestar Centre. Now, the centre is being cut by 21%. And this is going to have a devastating effect on these centres. The Conservative Lib Dem cuts will mean nationally 250 centres could close and 60,000 families could lose their Surestar centres. Many more centres, like the ones in Sheffield, will lose their services. When we learn about the proposed cuts, we started a campaign and we gathered petition of over 5,800 signatures in just a few weeks. We also organised a march and rally to the town hall, where over 150 people attended. And I think this is truly amazing, because these are people that have never done any activism before, and this is how passionate they are about their Sure Start centres. As well as petitioning and demonstrating, we also met with councillors. And one councillor that we met was Liberal Democrat councillor Colin Ross, who is a councillor for children and young people and families. In the meeting we had with him, he told us that these cuts would not affect frontline services, and we know that these are lies. Labour sang Sure Start's praises, but didn't vote against the Liberal Democrat cuts budget. They didn't even support a Green Party amendment to save Sure Start and other services helping the most vulnerable. And these are the people that are going to be losing out the most. Now, we're going to carry on this campaign, but we can't do it alone. We need people to stand together, and let's not go down without a fight. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. I know you're all listening very carefully to that. We have a journalist here today who wants to interview people who are directly affected by the cut, so I hope our colleague here, we can put her in touch with him. And anybody else, please, if you've lost your job or you have already seen the direct effects of some of the cuts, will you make yourself known to me and we'll get you to see our journalist who's here today with those stories. Okay, well, what you've heard is only the start of that, because there's £18 billion of welfare cuts planned by this government. That's going to affect everybody that's out of work. And my God, there's going to be a lot more people out of work by the time they finish with us. They're going to see their benefits cut. There's going to be all sorts of attacks on those that rely on income support. And we're also going to see, quite disgracefully, people's housing benefits attacked in the coming period. And maybe even people thrown out of their homes. And that's the kind of travesty we're facing, and why this sort of event today is so important for all the decent people in Sheffield and the wider community that's come here today. So again, to thank you for coming. And now I want to introduce our next speaker, who's Max, who's on the steering committee of the Education Action Network. Have I got that right, Max?
Max, can you speak over
Am I good to go? Cool, cheers. Hey Sheffield, how are you doing today? I'm a student at Sheffield University just up the road, and I've got something to tell you all. I'm angry. I'm angry that the rise in tuition fees means that students to come won't be able to have the access to the education that I've had. I'm angry that the cuts are going to affect courses, are going to take jobs, and going to affect the quality of education we get. I'm angry that EMA that I used to be on is going to be cut for working class kids who want to go into education. And I'm more angry than ever that the bastards that are doing it and the bastards that lied to us are the ones just down the road in our city. Last year we saw waves of student protests and occupations over the cuts and the fees. And now it's more important than ever that we have a fight back together. Because the fight's not just for education. The fight's for people's jobs, for people's livelihoods, for people's pays and pension, and for a decent quality of life for everybody. And that's why we need to be fighting, students and workers, united together against the Liberal Democrat liars and the Tory bastards in Parliament. On the 24th of March, we'll see nationwide. Before that, we'll see strikes from UCU, hopefully. At the moment, lecturers are being balanced for strike action in some universities. Other ones have turned out a yes vote. And it's more important than ever, as students, we go out and support our lecturers. They were on the demonstrations with us last year. They were in the occupations with us last year. We'll be on the picket lines with them this year. On the 24th... On the 21st of March, we'll see a nationwide strike by UCU. That's the day we reclaim education. That's the day that we shut down the education system and say, no, it's ours. It's not the property of the 18 millionaires in the cabinet. It's the property of the people of this country and the people in Sheffield. And that's when we're going to reclaim it back together. Now's the time the student movement turns into something more, and I'm glad to see so many people out here today. Students and workers and unemployed people, disabled people, elderly people, black and white, gay and straight, out fighting the cuts together. On the 26th of March, we'll all be down in London. If you haven't got your ticket yet, come down. The TUC demo on the 26th of March. We need to be looking across to what happened in the Middle East. We need to be looking across at what happened in Egypt and saying, actually, when we march on Parliament together, united, a million people against the cuts, that actually we're going to turn Trafalgar Square into Tahrir Square and reclaim back what this government is taking away from us. And more than that, actually put on the agenda what's going to happen. That this, the public services that they're cutting, the education that they're cutting, is run by us, is owned by us, and we'll take it back if necessary. And together, if we fight together and we fight hard, we can win. Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Max. It's great to have the students here. Just before I introduce the next speaker, you'll be seeing a number of our stewards with buckets. Now, the buckets are for collecting money. And I'm afraid we do need it. We're a very, very new organisation. We don't have any funds. It's cost us quite a lot of money to put leaflets out and publicity. And we are hoping to raise enough money to get another coach for people down to London on March the 26th as well. So if you can spare some money, please, for these buckets during today, we'd really, really be very grateful, because we can't operate without some resources. Okay, well, now we've got a very, very distressing story for you from Rawmarsh. We've got one of the striking teachers here from Rawmarsh School over at Rotherham. A taste, I think, of what we might be seeing across our education system as these cuts start to take place. So, sorry, Ralph Dyson, Teachers Union member, please come and introduce yourself, Ralph.
How you do? I haven't prepared anything, so I'll not be long, I'll not keep you, and then you get on with your march. My name's Ralph Dyson. I'm from the National Union of Teachers, Rep, from Rawmarsh Community School. Now, in November, they came and told us that there were over 30 of us ready for the sack. Now, there's a lot gone. We're still fighting it. We've had strikes. We've had one-day strikes, three-day strikes. And still, we've got more cuts to come. Now, on top of this, that's why we're here today, to back the Anti-Cuts Alliance, all as delegation, with his banners. Coming from Barnsley, as you might have taken up with my accent, I've been through all this before with the miners' strike. All my family have been affected. It affected my family, my community, Barnsley itself. And this time, I think everybody's together against this Lib Dem pack. Hope you enjoy the day, and I'll see you later on in the march. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ralph. Let's give these people a really, really big hand of support. They need our support. This Anti-Cuts Alliance is nothing if it doesn't give solidarity to those that are in struggle, and we wish you every success in that fight for teachers' jobs. You've just seen behind me a wonderful banner, NHS Not For Sale. You know the Tories, the Condem government, is planning £20 billion worth of cuts to our NHS. On top of that, wholesale privatisation, so they can hand it out in big juicy chunks to their rich friends in the city for profit. We don't want that without NHS, and we're not going to stand for it. I want to introduce you to a speaker now who's going to come and say something. Wendy Savage, you're welcome. Please tell us what's happening, as far as you know, to the NHS.
Well, it's great to see so many people here demonstrating against this coalition government. The coalition government's policies. It wasn't in their coalition agreement that they were going to this huge reorganisation of the NHS. And they talk about getting rid of bureaucracy when they mean they're going to sack all the people who work in strategic health authorities and primary care trusts and give £80 billion to GPs to do the commissioning or purchasing. But what's going to be the result of this is that the GPs will be decommissioning. They will be decommissioning hospitals because they can't afford to pay for them. Their idea of having a super quango, the National Commissioning Board, which is selected by Andrew Lansley, and who select the executive directors, and don't have to meet in public, and don't have to publish their board meetings. It will be a secret body. The GP Commissioning Consortia, they have only one duty, to write a constitution. They don't have to include the public. And yet that was in the Lib Dems manifesto, having more public involvement in the running of the NHS. So what they've got is something called health and well-being boards, but only one person will be there representing the community. The whole bill is a gift to the private sector, and the only people who have welcomed it are the private sector. And Kingsley Manning from the company Tribal said, "This is the denationalisation of the NHS, and everybody that's come out against it has been ignored by Lansley." And I heard Paul Burstow last night at the Fringe meeting defending these things, and it's quite shameful because it wasn't in their policies and they should vote it down. Anyhow, what you can do on the 1st of April, the unions are going to have a mass lobby in the constituencies of MPs. Have all of you been told about this by Unite, by Unison, or hasn't it yet come out? But this is the union's response, and it's not good enough. The unions have really got to stand up for the NHS. So I'm delighted to be able to speak to you. Please join Keep Our NHS Public. There is a branch in Sheffield run by Bill Romsley, but somehow his telephone number is not right on the website, and I wonder if he's changed his email, because I haven't been able to get in touch with him. So if he's here, please come up and say hello to me. And let's make these people understand at third reading, which will be the beginning of April probably, that this bill should be thrown out. There's very little time. Third reading, beginning of April, then they will go to the Lords, who will try and amend it, but the Commons don't have to accept their amendments, and I think their aim is to get this bill in before the summer recess. So we've got very little time to fight it, and we've got to fight it, because otherwise the NHS that we know will be destroyed. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very, very much. This is a really, really important issue for all of us. We're going to be fighting to keep our NHS public. This isn't just an issue for trade unionists. It's an issue for all of us to stop the breakup and privatisation of our NHS, and we'll be right behind you with that struggle. Okay, my next speaker is Paul Brandon from Right to Work. They've been absolutely brilliant in helping us to get this event organised today. Paul Brandon.
Thank you, Martin. I bring greetings from London to Sheffield today.
And I also know the Right to Work campaign has come from Norwich and other places in the country today to support you. And why have we come here? We've come here to tell the Law-in-Chief, Nick Clegg, that he's not going to get away with the lies and the cheating and the vandalism that he's trying to get away with in this country. And I tell you what, this government and the Lib Dems say that we're all in this together. They say that we've got to pay back this deficit. Let me tell you something now. First of all, this is another one of their lies. Since the Second World War, we have had a greater deficit compared to the GDP. And we built the NHS. We created a welfare state and comprehensive education. So don't tell us. Don't tell us that somehow we've got to pay the price for this banker's crisis. We should say no to that today. We should say no. And let me give you another indication that we're not all in this together. And this is when you start booing. Because what I've got in front of me here is a seven people who work for Barclays. And these are the bonuses that they've got over the last 2 years. Now, let me read them out to you. Anthony Jenkins, £4 million in bonuses. Robert LeBlanc, £7 million. John Varley, £8 million. Tony Claris, £14 million. Now we're getting into really some of the big boys. Bob Diamond, £30 million in bonuses. Rich Ritchie, that I have not made his name up. That is his name, Rich Ritchie, £44 million in bonuses. And finally, the biggest criminal of them all, Jerry Delmasilia, £47 million in bonuses since this financial crisis. We are not all in this together, are we? Now, what are we going to do about it? The student speaker earlier talked about some radical action, and the Right to Work campaign has a simple message. What we need to do, we need to start occupying, we need to start taking direct action, and we need to start having strikes. And we need to get to the point where we have coordinated strikes, which leads to a general strike. Because that's the only language these people understand. And on the 26th of March, we all need to go to London. And as the student said earlier, we need to turn Trafalgar Square into Tahrir Square. We need to have one aim, and that's to bring this lot down. Let's bring this lot down and bring about a better society. Thank you.
Yeah, well done, Paul, well done. Right, well, look, now what? I'm going to tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to have a great demonstration. There's lots of us here. It's brilliant. We're going to be walking down... forget the name of the road, but down... Fitzwilliam Street. We're going to be turning left on the dual carriageway up to Charter Row there. We're going to be walking down then and into Pinston Street past the Town Hall. And we're then going to get somewhere near to the City Hall where the Lib Dems are having their conference. Now, I want to have a little word with you all about this, because you've probably picked up by now that there's more than one or two policemen about. In fact, I've been on the media criticising the sort of police presence that they've arranged for today. £2 million worth of our money's been spent on a security fence around the Lib Dem conference, and there's an awful lot of police there. Now, we're in contact with the police. We had a good chat with them this morning, and we've assured them that A, that sort of police security is not necessary, and B, that we're here as a family occasion, a friendly and peaceful demonstration where we're going to be throwing raspberries at the Liberal Democrats. And I just want to make you aware of what you're going to see when you get down to the City Hall, so you're not a bit fazed by it. There's going to be a lot of police, and there's going to be a lot of vans. But there's also quite a big fenced area at the bottom end of Barker's Pool where we'll be trying to get into. Now, the fencing is a little bit intimidating unless you understand what the police have told us it's for. Because there's a possibility of crushing because of the numbers, they want to make sure that when too many of us are in there, then there are some gates that will stop further people coming in. Now I've been told that, I feel a little bit more comfortable about what's being planned. So I just want you all to keep your calm. I don't want any trouble. I don't think any of us does. This is the whole of Sheffield speaking against the Liberal Democrats. It's families, it's young people, it's trade unionists, it's children, it's everybody from all walks of life. And to create this broad movement and make it successful, we're going to have a very dignified day today where we're not causing no trouble. So I just want to emphasise that to you all. If you have any problems at all, there's some people that you can contact. There's all of us that's in yellow jackets, we're stewards. So please come to us with any of your concerns. We also have some police liaison officers in blue jackets. There's, I can't see any here, but you'll see them about. Now, they are working with us, and I want you to work with them. So we want to get this off to a very good start. When we get to Sheffield City Council, to the City Hall, we're going to have our main national speakers there, including Len McCluskey from the General Secretary of Unite the Union, and one or two others as well. So what I want us to do now is start to arrange ourselves and are ready for a march that's going to be heading this way out of the square. So we're going to give ourselves a few minutes to get assembled, and in the meantime I'm going to bring the stewards together so we can help to arrange you so that we're in a line going that way, ready to walk out of the square in roughly 5-10 minutes time when we're ready. Thanks very, very much. Thanks for your cooperation. Thanks for all of you for coming, and for a great successful start to this day today. Thank you.